The War's Toll for the 7 days through December 26, 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers who reported killed in Iraq and Afghanistan in the last week. I'll also be reading the names of some Iraqi civilians who reported killed. These civilians were reported killed on the 25th of March, 2003, just 6 days into the invasion. But first, the numbers. As of this morning, December 27th, 2006, 3,229 coalition soldiers have been killed to date in Iraq. Of that number, 2,980 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 22,401 U.S. soldiers have been wounded in Iraq. They also report that 46,880 have suffered what are called non-mortal casualties. This information comes from iCasualties.org. Also, 377 private contractors have been reported killed in Iraq. These private contractors are from various nationalities. In the last week, then, 28 U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 515 coalition soldiers have been reported killed. Of that total, 357 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 1,062 U.S. soldiers have been wounded, and also reports that 5,994 have suffered non-mortal wounds. In the past week, then, no U.S. and coalition soldiers were reported killed. Also, at least 17 Afghanis were killed in the past week, bringing the total in December of 2006 to at least 252. Back to Iraq. According to IraqBodyCount.org, the number of Iraqi civilian deaths since the invasion, March 2003, is at 57,368. However, we know that in the past few weeks, the Johns Hopkins study released in the Lancet Medical Journal in the United Kingdom estimates that 655,000 Iraqis have been killed since the invasion. That would mean, of course, that hundreds of thousands of Iraqis have been wounded, and could be over a million Iraqis wounded since the invasion, March 2003. In the past week, according to Iraq Body Count and iCasualties.org, 388, that's at least 388 Iraqis have been killed, bringing the total in December of 2006 to at least 1,482. The financial cost of the war, according to costofwar.com, is at $353.4 billion and counting. This is for just the Iraq War. If you are a taxpayer in Massachusetts, your tax bill is at $10 billion and counting. I will now read the names of some Iraqi civilians who reported killed. Again, these civilians were reported killed on the 25th of March, 2003. Nafel Abed al-Mohsen, 39-year-old man. Nahem Munaf Hassan, 53-year-old man. Muhammad Nafea Aser, 19-year-old man. Muhammad Ali Hassan, 61-year-old man. Mirwan Taher Nasser Amelki, 12-year-old boy. Mirwa Kreb Fakir Alanabe, 11-year-old girl. Mirwa Klel Salman, 17-year-old girl. Mirwa Dham Kasem, 9-year-old girl. Mirdan Gbar Abid Hamas Albo Zibner, 35-year-old man. Mohammed Katham Risan, 20-year-old man. I will now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in the past 7 days in Iraq. On the 18th of December, Brian L. Mintzlaff, 34 years old, U.S. Army, Fort Worth, Texas. On the 19th of December, Joshua D. Picard, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Merced, California. Also on the 19th of December, Andrew P. Dahl, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Brighton, Michigan. On the 20th of December, Robert J. Volker, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Big Spring, Texas. Also on the 20th of December, Jacob G. McMillan, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Lafayette, Louisiana. Also on the 20th of December, Scott D. Dykeman, 27 years old, U.S. Army, Helena, Montana. And also on the 20th of December, Miles Cody Sebastian, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Opelousas, Louisiana. On the 21st of December, Kyle A. Nolan, 21 years old, U.S. Navy, Ennis, Texas. Also on the 21st of December, Ryan L. Mahan, 25 years old, U.S. Marine, Hawthorne, California. Also on the 21st of December, Ryan J. Burgess, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Sanford, Michigan. And also on the 21st of December, Fernando S. Tamayo, 19 years old, U.S. Marine, Fontana, California. On the 22nd of December, Joshua D. Shepard, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Quinton, Oklahoma. On the 23rd of December, Curtis L. Norris, 28 years old, U.S. Army, Dansville, Maryland. Also on the 23rd of December, Wilson A. Algram, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Howell, Michigan. Also on the 23rd of December, Chad J. Vollmer, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Grand Rapids, Michigan. And also on the 23rd of December, John Barta, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Corpus Christi, Texas. On the 24th of December, Evan A. Bixler, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Racine, Wisconsin. On the 25th of December, Jason C. Denfriend, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Cattaraugus, New York. And also on the 25th of December, Eric R. Wilkes, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Hamilton, New Jersey. This has been The War's Toll for the 7 days through December 26, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from the Stand Independent News Service. As always, our hearts go out to the fallen, their loved ones, their relatives, their neighbors, in all countries.